I can't hide what I am, if I don't bow and scrape the dirt of a monster. And they don't even know I eat human meat. Imagine what they'd do if they knew what I really was. She jolted to standing. He jerked the wheel, a smaller vessel blowing past them in a rush of wake. He laid on the horn in response. She shouted at him, ignoring the boat shifting under her feet. You're acting like I'm lucky! Just because I look human, you think I want this? That I want to be trapped in this body? It doesn't matter what you want. It only matters what they see. There's us, and there's them. And you look like them, and that's you live in this dumb little bubble. We don't see what I see. We can ignore their hate, charm them with a smile. Charm them? I'm just being nice to them. Maybe they wouldn't think so poorly of you if you didn't scowl all the time, or insult them, or threaten to eat them. I haven't threatened to eat anyone in years. I've done everything you asked me to. I'll catch you fish for the soup kitchen. I'll pay for the stoves. I got us a home, Beth, so we didn't have to rely on human handouts or force Carl to scrape something up for our sake. I pretend to be a harpy for you to make people like him feel safe. I cooked for them. I served them, but nothing I do is enough for them or you. One little scuffle because I defend myself, and 3 whole years of holding you up doesn't mean anything. The fairy staggered. I didn't say that at all. You're making up these chains of thoughts, running off on some crazy theory just to make you think that I hate you. Why, Eridan? Why do you want me to hate you?
Shut up!
Eridan yelled. You're never this cruel. Even when we were fucking terrorists, Eridan, why are you acting like this?
I said shut up!
Eridan cried, his voice shredding and shrieking, echoing over her senses with siren power. It thrummed across the river water and made Feferi's bones chatter. The power didn't work on her. But she felt it nonetheless. It was a power designed to overtake the chemical and electric processes that governed the mind of a human, not whatever folds, creases, and matter of chaos and selkie composed the core of Feferi. She was not a human. Eridan. He didn't look at her. He knew what he just said with his powers, even if they came out involuntarily. I know you don't always control your song. I'm not dumb enough to assume every single instinctive thing you do is supposed to reflect on what you think, but am I? Do you just think I'm a human now?
No, Fav.
I hate this body! I hate it, Eridan! At one point, it was just part of me, but I'm stuck with it. Maybe you'll have a shirt and you wear it whenever you can, but you can't just be stuck in it forever! Hot peals of tears streaked down Feferi's cheeks. I want to swim! I want to hunt! I want to be myself! And these! Feferi grabbed at the tangle of hair at the sides of her head, its itch and weight a constant reminder. She smacked her fists down on her rigid, horrible legs once, twice, a third time, punctuating her next words with each violent motion.
They don't let me! You can leave whenever you want. You can fly out to sea on your huge, perfect wings and go find some beautiful siren that'll raise a whole clutch with you, but I'm stuck here! You have a choice. Don't you think I'm jealous? You think I get in the water and call out to my mom every day just because I miss her? I want to go home. I want the chance to go home. Even if I decide I want to stay here. With you.
Her fairy's voice wobbled.
We've always stuck together. It used to be a shared hate, but I hoped somehow we could turn it into a shared love. To help instead of hurt. To heal in one way, if not the other.
If someone hates you, you can't love them, Eridan barked. Lightning flashed behind the storm clouds, casting his face with loosened highlights and pitch hollows. I thought I could live here with you two. But it seems like neither of us can straddle this fucking fence anymore. Maybe if I knew how much you wanted to leave me, I would have done so much to try and get you to stay. Feferi felt her jaw tighten. Even now, he was still putting words in her mouth. Anything she said would just fuel his self-justification. Keep the boat. He let go of the steering wheel and stalked to the edge of the boat, his wings unfurling like a banner. You know where the money is. Sorry I wasn't enough. He launched off with a vicious beat of his wings, sending the boat rocking. Feferi lunged for the steering wheel, pulling it on course just in time to avoid crashing into a dock. She could barely see the shape of Eridan careening through the storm, a tiny black spot against the thunderclouds. The rain fell. Her tears fell with it.
Erzadempora, the most divorced man!